Well, good morning. I'm Kim Malcolm, and we're going to be heading to Seattle now, where rail riders are looking forward to tomorrow when two new light rail stations are opening in Seattle, one near Husky Stadium, the other on Capitol Hill. And one of the things riders may notice is the artwork. Barbara Lukey is Sound Transit's art director. She showed KUOW's Joshua McNichols a sculpture at Capitol Hill Station. It's called Jet Kiss.
It's by an artist named Mike Ross.
And it's called Jet Kiss because the jets are like almost kissing in the air.
Almost kissing right above the center of the waiting platform.
How does it make you feel?
They have always given me kind of an uplifting feeling, not only because they're overhead, but because they seem to have really set the planes free to their true nature.
What is the true nature of planes?
Well, I think if you look at an A4 that hasn't been sliced into pieces, they're very elegant forms in and of themselves, but they're very kind of stiff. But they're great flyers. They're small, very maneuverable planes. But these seem like they could really soar, like they could really take off and fly of their own accord and do whatever they wanted.
Well, planes, like, shoot people and, like, do a lot of violence in the world, right?
Well, the planes don't shoot people, but the things that are attached to them and the commands that are given the planes may harm people, but they don't have to. Those commands can be other things.
Yeah, like kiss. Kissing.
Possibly. Yeah, romance. Could be.
That was KUOW's Joshua McNichols. Sound Transit service at UW's Husky Stadium and Capitol Hill kicks off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, complete with a ribbon cutting and countdown ceremonies.